This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Sparky here. Charlie Usen there. Other side of the glass still to come. We will talk with Tyler Dunn from GoLongTD.com, former Packers beat writer. Talk about the draft stuff that him and Bob McGinn are doing over there, GoLongTD.com. And he had Leroy Butler on their Go Long TD podcast, and Leroy Butler said some crazy stuff about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. I have to talk about that, too. That comes up at 3:20. Talk more Brewers baseball with Tim Mumma, Brewers writer over there at Brewer Fanatics. He's got his bold predictions out for the season at BrewerFanatic.com, so we'll check in with him coming up at 4:20. Joining us now to continue this conversation about Damian Lillard and the Milwaukee Bucks, he is the Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jim Ozarski. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'm curious. At what point did you think there was something serious going on with Damian Lillard and this calf?
When we talked to him in Phoenix after the game, he rejoined the team. Obviously, we didn't quite know why he wasn't with the team. We have found out since, but he rejoined the team in Phoenix. And look, Dame is a pretty open book. He keeps that sort of stern visage. But when it comes to injuries, Sparky, I mean, we've gone through what? An Achilles, calf strains, oblique strains, hamstring strains. He'll kind of let you know how I'm feeling. I felt this before. There's this. Feel good about this, and that. Well, just as a human, Sparky, he was bothered when we were talking to him. And I don't think at that point, I think he was being truthful when he said, I don't know enough to speak on this yet, which clearly now in retrospect, they were waiting for test results, right, on what this pain was. He's a defiant guy. He's a confident guy. And there was none of that in his eyes or his manner. And so it kind of led to some post-game questions to Giannis about the identity of this team going forward without Dame, because Sparky he got a sense that whatever it was going to be a while before he was back playing basketball for the Bucks.
So what's your sense? Is he done for the year then? Playoffs, everything?
So this is really hard to say.
Agreed.
Because it's just, I mean, everybody's literally the human body and bloodstreams and clock is different. The recent history of this shows that you do not play for a long time. Victor Wembanyama has been out. Asar Thompson missed an entire season. Brandon Ingram, Sparky, I don't know offhand how many games he missed, but I mean, there's only a little bit left. You know, so I guess the good news is that he will return. It's just when that is. I don't know. I do think the indefinitely thing here, Sparky, is like really accurate. Like, I don't think this is like a indefinitely, but we kind of know. I think this is truly no idea on where he'll be and when.
I guess I am a little bit taken aback by how this whole thing has played out. I mean, if you would have told me when they traded for Damian Lillard that in the 2 years they would be together, him and Giannis, they wouldn't have a 50-win season, I would have said, you're crazy. Like, there's no way that doesn't happen. But here we are, and for all kinds of different circumstances, coaching, injuries, whatever else, I mean, I don't think you can call this pairing a success at this point.
No. And obviously the caveat being some sort of miraculous recoveries or tremendous recoveries by both Dame as a person and then as a team here, Sparky. But right, I mean, look, they were tracking toward a 50-plus win season last year before Giannis pulled his calf, right?
Yep. Yep.
That was going to easily be in hand and a third seed, and people are feeling good. But you're right about this year, the same. Giannis had been relatively healthy until February. Same with Dame. Obviously, Chris's issues at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, they have not been the team anyone would have thought. And you're right, for a litany of reasons dating back to the trade for Dame and how just this hasn't gone. And you know, unless he comes back and is full go and Giannis and this foot sprain, oh, by the way, is and he's back and able to play and they can make some kind of run here, Sparky. It has been very, very underwhelming for 2 years.
Talk with Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Blue Sky, Jim Ozarski. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. When we talk about Rollins and now his opportunity to play point guard, Doc saying he's playing him defensively, or more for so for his defense than anything else, but he also has the ability to shoot from 3-2. We were talking about in the first segment, you know, what could be a positive or two that comes out of this? And for me, it could be Rollins, right? I mean, if let's say they get into the first round and let's say they figure out a way to beat Indiana or New York with Rollins at point guard and he's averaging 15-6 or something like that, that changes how you look at next year completely if Rollins is able to break out here at the end.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that's super positive, Sparky. Wow, it's
see that? You're impressed, aren't you? Yeah,
very impressed.
Uh-huh.
Look, Ryan earned his guaranteed deal after this two-way, Sparky, for sure. I think I'll just start with, you know, why they start him and why Doc bought into him early. It is because of his defense. You know, he's springy. He's unafraid. He can dunk. He can shoot a little bit. I think he's made some really good decisions in the half court. He's not a natural point guard, which shows at times, but he kind of knows where to get guys the ball offensively. But it is defense first. And honestly, Sparky, as I alluded to when I started here, kind of thinking Dame was going to be out. You know, I talked to Giannis postgame. This is up at jsonline.com about like, what is this team right now? And Giannis said, this is the team, meaning no Dame, and it's a defensive team, Sparky. He's like, we'll just have to score enough. He's like, we have to be defense. This is it. Big, physical, steals, deflections. And to your point, Ryan Rollins is a big part of that at the point of attack. And I think while he's not as big as Andre Jackson Jr., what he can do offensively plus the defensive intensity is why he's been the guy since for most of the season and particularly when Dame is out. He's a better ball handler, and he gives that little bit of an offensive edge that Andre, you know, has yet to, you know, develop.
Yeah, I think they've moved on from Andre Jackson. It just feels like they've moved on from him. Now, having said that, does this ball movement get to be more consistent without a ball-dominant guard like Lillard on the floor with ball-dominant Giannis out there? Does the ball movement become better now as they learn to play together here going into the playoffs. Because I think that's my other hope here is without Lillard on the floor, you know, dribbling the air out of it like Giannis does, that the ball swings a little bit more freer. Now, guys still have to hit shots when given an opportunity, but maybe there's better ball movement more consistently.
Potentially. I think we've seen some issues these last two games, Sparky, with now granted the Kings and the Suns are undersized, so they ran three bodies at Giannis. It was really weird to watch like Bud coach against Giannis and just send like two, three, show a fourth. And look, that means yes, typically then Giannis would then look for the open person. However, with Porter, Rollins, Kuzma, and obviously Brooke does his thing, but like you got these new guys, where are they cutting? I mean, it's easy to say, hey, Giannis, get rid of it, but where are they going to? And we have seen too often, Sparky, since the trade deadline, that these guys really don't know where to go yet or how hard. You know, like there was a game a couple of games ago, Pat Connaughton was put in to help the ball movement. He played 3 minutes, and what happened? Him and Kyle Kuzma like ran into each other.
Yep.
They both cut to the same spot. So I think, again, wow, you're so positive. I think that can happen, and maybe that's a benefit if you're going to call it that right now, is they're going to have to figure that out. Those guys are going to have to cut and move. And I do know they're implementing some different movement patterns to help those double teams on Giannis. And quite frankly, Sparky, now that Kyle Kuzma, I guess you could say is, I mean, Brooke's been their second best player.
Yep.
But if Kuzma has to carry more of a load, they can't exist with, you know, like Chet Holmgren and Quinton Post just being put on Kuzma out there and them hiding the big on him and taking, you know, putting a small on Brooke to, you know, mess some things up in the backcourt, Sparky. Like Kyle's got to figure out the Kuzma thing. And now they have no more runway. Like they have to find a way for him to score more efficiently now.
He's playing like Kyle Kuzma has played his whole career. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing at all surprising. He's out of control sometimes. Like that other night, like he's tripping and falling, throwing the ball backwards over his head, going in the rim. People are freaking out on Twitter. It's like, if you've watched him, he does play out of control at times. Kevin Porter Jr. does play out of control at times. Like some of these guys, that's just who they are in their NBA career, and hoping to change them in short order or at all in general at this point is probably wishful thinking at this point. Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Blue Sky. Jim Ozarski joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky with you. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's now going to be.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be the thing going forward. Once you get through this season, I asked this in the last segment as well, and I said I was going to ask you, how do you see this Giannis Lillard era ending in Milwaukee, and when do you think it happens?
See, wow.
I was positive for a long time. Now I'm back to being Sparky again, so go ahead.
Yeah, so this is, I hate the fence ride, but I think, I truly believe it has everything to do with this postseason. So if you're going to be positive, Damian Lillard is as healthy as an individual and healthy enough where he's cleared to play. And this Bucks team, which honestly, Sparky, they've been very good defensively,
yep,
like third or fourth best defense in the league for like 20 games. I mean, it's
since the All-Star break.
Yes. So let's just say he's back and they're playing this kind of defense and they make a run. I think if it's an Eastern Conference Finals run, Sparky, we see them run it back. And maybe they retool right around because of their flexibility and things of that nature.
You have a better chance to win the lottery.
So if it is less than an Eastern Conference Finals, I think there's a massive reevaluation. Look, ownership has spent about $1 billion in taxes and salaries since 2022, Sparky. less than a conference finals run means first or second round exit, which has happened since 2022.
But can't you use the excuse that they don't have Lillard because of the blood clot, so it's not a fair judgment and play it out again next year? The problem is Lillard is has a player opt out after next year, and you could lose him the following summer for nothing.
I don't think at this stage of his career, Sparky, and the CBA, he's going to opt out of $59 million.
Well, you can demand a trade.
Damian Lillard is in Milwaukee for a reason. It's a different thing, I think, than talking about like a Chris or a Yacht. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's different considerations there. We don't know him that well and what he would feel. Like, we don't, Dame is pretty open with us. We'll see if and when he comes back from this, how much this has affected him in terms of being away from home, et cetera, right? So, Sparky, if they're a second round or first round and out, I think ownership has probably earned the right to evaluate how everything was built and who's running the team, including GM, the coach, et cetera, et cetera. I think the players – look, there's not a lot of guys under contract anyway. So you've got Brook Lopez is up. Now, at this point, does Bobby opt in? Maybe. But even if he does, how do you feel about that, right? So I think anything is on the table, Sparky – in terms of a retool, if it's not a conference finals run. And, we'll just have to see how that actually shakes out.
Okay, now I'll tell you what I said. My thought was I was being positive, not like trying to win a lottery like you are about the finals. But my positivity goes back to what I said about Rollins. If Rollins averages 15-6 or something like that the rest of the way out, they win a playoff series and then they lose in the second round. Maybe that's the clue of, okay, maybe we can do this with Rollins as our point guard. Maybe if we move Lillard and get another young player that's better than Kuzma to go with Rollins and Giannis, maybe we can still play at a high level and recruit some draft picks to kind of go along with this thing moving forward here and give ourselves a chance to still compete at a high level. Because if they run this back with Lillard and Giannis again, I don't see how anything is really going to change at this point, because more than likely, you're still going to be old, whether you have Brook Lopez or not. And then, if you get to a situation where both Giannis and Lillard walk away and you get nothing, that's like unacceptable. Now, Oklahoma City is an example that I use of that's what you want to do. I mean, they blew that thing up. Durant left, Westbrook gone, Harden gone. They bring in Paul George. He then gets moved. They do all of this, accumulate all these picks. Now, again, you have to have a smart front office that drafts well and does the right things with the draft picks. But if you can't get a confirmative from Giannis that, yes, he's definitely signing an extension, regardless of what you do here in the next couple of years, I mean, do you go down that path of moving both of them at the same time and starting completely over?
This could be a whole, special, Sparky.
Let's do it.
Look, in short order, first things first, look, Ryan Rollins, yes, was a late first round draft pick. Clearly, teams thought he had potential. But let's be real, Sparky. Late first rounders are just role players, usually speaking. So I don't think even if Ryan plays well, and he should, look, after this Denver game, Sparky, which no Dame and Giannis, okay, we know how this is probably going to go. They've got a very soft schedule up until really those Pistons games. So, yeah, he could play really well. I don't know if that's – I don't want to call it fool's gold, but I don't know if Ryan is a foundational piece. But if he's a rotation player, that's a victory anyway. So let's put that bucket there. Look, Wes Edens told me at the start of the year, in no uncertain terms, if you have Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, which they plan to have you can build around them and feel real good about it. And I would agree with that. I think you're right. It hasn't been great. There's a lot of reasons for that. I don't think you just punt on that stuff. Both guys are pragmatic. Giannis wants to play in these playoffs. He knows he hasn't been available. He knows they're not going to win if he's not there. Dame knows they're not going to win. So, I'm not saying that makes it better. I think if there are those extenuating circumstances, Sparky, I do think they would entertain just, continuing to refurbish the roster around those two guys, because, it's so, Sparky, you live this life. If you don't have those guys, you're more likely to spend 20 years wandering around 15 to 35 wins.
Possibly. But if they both walk and you don't accumulate draft pick compensation and young players at some point to recoup them both leaving, you are in for a much longer journey than the other way around. Oklahoma City took them, what, 5-6 years, whatever it was, to figure it out. Now, the Pistons, it's taken much longer. I think every Bucks fan knows it's going to be back to the walking in the desert again once Giannis is gone. But as an ownership group, you've got to figure out, okay, how long are we willing to be horrible for before we turn this thing around? And are we going to give ourselves a better chance at this, even if it means moving on from these two?
So just to remind everyone, Giannis is under contract through 26.
Two more years and then a player option. Yep.
Yeah. So I think this fear or worry is a little quick on that end.
I worry about everything in my life, Jim. Everything.
I know, and I know you like to bring up Oklahoma City. I think also those comps have to end under this new CBA. Sparky, I think there's a lot of things that happened prior to 2 years ago that can no longer happen in a lot of ways. So again, I think this is a longer conversation. Simply put, I think as long as Giannis Antetokounmpo is a Milwaukee Buck, this team from top down will try to win as many games as possible, because if you have him, who's the best player in the Eastern Conference, any series, any game he plays, you have a chance to go to the finals.
Agreed.
And so they, until he is gone, that's what they will do. And I don't think Giannis being gone is going to happen before, what, two? He's got an option. So he's got two more years to figure out his fourth contract extension in Milwaukee.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to handle it well if he leaves and they get nothing. And again, he says they pretty much got to run him out of town, that he doesn't plan on leaving ever, which is great. If that's the case, then fine. Continue to build around Giannis, and you're going to have to at some point have the conversation of, dude, I'm not going to be able to put this roster around you every year. Like, there's going to be a year or two here where we have to kind of take a step back in order to go back at it again and see what happens. And if he's accepting of that, then I guess that's fine too.
Yeah, I think all of that is on the table, Sparky, like just pragmatically speaking. Giannis is a smart guy. You know what I mean? And he knows Kobe, Dirk, all the greats, whether they stayed or didn't. Nobody contends for titles for 15 consecutive years. I mean, leaving LeBron James, like, look, Sparky, the bubble doesn't happen. LeBron has never gone to a finals with the Lakers. You know what I mean? Like,
agreed.
Like Giannis knows, right? But he has to apply pressure and say the things he needs to say to get the team to kind of still do things. But I think, look, you know, the Bucks have had a 7-year run up until this point, which is pretty remarkable. I think just the Celtics can say the same. And so it hasn't been all that bad. You know,
it's been great.
What's unfortunate is this situation again, where you are just sort of left shaking your head like, oh, like really, really, you know, these two guys, like, look, there's this foot sprain, by the way, Giannis, with Giannis, Sparky. We don't know how serious this is going to be. If he's going to be out for 2 days, a week, 10 days, but whatever it is, it's, you know, they just got to get to, what, April 20th at this point. And if he's good to go and they play defense this way, at least they're going to give themselves a chance to extend this further for maybe Damian to be able to get cleared to play again.
Okay. Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Bucks beat writer. Follow him on Blue Sky at Jim Ozarski. Just hope Ryan Rollins ends up being really good. That's my hoping on this whole thing. Jim, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Of course, Sparky. Talk to you.